This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Barbecue guest hotline.
You better believe it. We're continuing our tour around the Southeastern Conference. Preseason drills are underway. Paul Jones, who covers Mississippi State for 247sports.com, joining us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Paul, thank you. Hope you're having a good day, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. We need to find out how Mississippi State is doing this upcoming year. Opener against Charleston Southern, then at Louisiana Tech before LSU in Starkville. Paul, what do you think about the hot spots in terms of fall practice? What do you think are the biggest question marks as they're battling it out for each position? Where are the big questions?
Well, I think most of the spots have kind of been determined already. It's just a matter of, that rotation is set, and it's just a matter of who gets that starting call. But those guys in the rotation will get a lot of reps, and I'm mainly talking about outside linebacker with Montez Sweat, Gary Green, and Marquise Spencer, and then in the secondary at safety with Mark McLaurin, Brandon Bryan, Jonathan Abram. That's also a pretty good battle at right tackle between Stuart Reese and Greg Island. Both of them are redshirt freshmen, so that's going to be kind of the young spot on the offensive line. They've got a lot of veterans back, but that right tackle is going to be kind of an experience when they start the season.
Obviously, Nick Fitzgerald has been a very hot name. He had a great year last year. Talk a little bit about his offseason, his preseason, and then one thing I picked up on at Media Days is playmakers around Fitzgerald. Who are they going to be?
Well, you got Donald Gray back at receiver, and he's obviously the most experienced guy, and he's going to be their go-to guy. They've got a young receiving group, though, as a whole, and they'll need the tight end where there is experience for Rod Green, Justin Johnson, Jordan Thomas. That group's really going to have to help while those young receivers get caught up to speed. But, you know, in the backfield, they've got a pretty good talented group of running backs led by Aris Williams, who had a very good November last year when he got into the starting lineup, and I believe he rushed for close to 500 yards in that last month of the regular season. And then Nick Gibson, Dontavian Lee, and true freshman Kylan Hill, they're all battling for that number two spot in running back.
Tell me a little bit more about Dontavian Lee, because we've heard, you know, I've seen him before. I've been impressed. It seems as though, you know, there's talent in that backfield. Where does Lee fit in again? Where do you think?
Well, he's been getting number two reps, and that's a pretty good battle right now between him and Nick Gibson and Kylan Hill. Dontavian was banged up most of last year. He had a foot injury that kind of kept him hampered most of the year, but he's back healthy now, and so far he's having a good camp according to the coaches and his teammates.
Yeah, he's a guy that can make a difference. What about Jeffrey Simmons on the D-line? What are you seeing out of him? A highly recruited guy who has had a few issues in the past.
Well, he's taking that step forward according to defensive line coach Brian Baker. He wants to see Jeffrey, take charge of that nose guard position and be that alpha dog. And he said he's seen that from Jeffrey. And Jeffrey, he was a leader in high school. And even though he's still one of the young guys over there on defense, he's kind of taking that same role now that he's a sophomore. He's kind of leading that group. And then, I expect him to take a big step forward this year. He's a little bit leaner than he was last year, had a great offseason. And so far, he's having a tremendous camp.
We're talking with our friend Paul Jones, covering Mississippi State for 247sports.com. Paul, 3-5 in the conference last year. Do you see that getting better in 2017?
You know, it's one of those years where a lot of their toss-up games are on the road in the SEC when you're looking at Arkansas, Texas A&M, games like that, and that's probably going to determine where they finish, in my opinion, how they fare in those road games. They got a tough stretch hosting LSU and then going to Auburn and Georgia in a three-game swing there. So that's going to be probably easily their toughest stretch. But, I think this is a group that could get to break even in the SEC. Things go right, maybe 5-3, but I'm thinking probably 4-4 in the SEC it may be where they finish up. I just have to see, you know, how it is in SEC. The margin for losing and winning can be so close and can be determined by special teams or a play here or play there. And they found that out last year the hard way. I think they lost three games last year on the final play of the game. So that's something that they have to make the play at crunch time. And obviously, to me, that's going to be the big key this year is learning how to win and step up in those tough situations.
Where do you see, Paul, the biggest opportunity for improvement for Nick Fitzgerald? Where are the spots where you can see him getting better from what he was last year when he was really good?
Obviously, the passing game, and, you know, there's been so many comparisons between him and Dak because he took over for Dak, and both of them are, you know, pretty good deal for quarterbacks. But that between that sophomore and junior season is when Dak made his progression in the passing game, and that's where, you know, that's what Nick's facing now. And, you know, obviously he ran the ball great last year, and everybody saw his running ability, but he's got to improve on his accuracy. He's got to be able to make his progressions, check downs, and, you know, go through all of his reads and be able to take that next step to be an all-around quarterback. And, you know, you've got to do that in SEC to keep defenses honest, keep them from stacking the box against them this year. And, you know, from what we've seen, he's made strides there. He's always going to – he's more of a gunslinger, if you will, than Dak Prescott will. He's going to take a few more chances than Dak did in the passing game, and we saw that last year. And that's just part of his game. So he's going to try to fit that ball in the tighter window, which probably hurts his accuracy at times. But from what we've seen so far, he has made good strides in that area.
You know, Paul, looking at State's schedule, it looks like they got an opportunity to start out 2-0, even though they do have to go to Rushton to take on La Tech in week two. But, boy, after that, LSU, Georgia, and Auburn all in a row before an off week. Man, that's a tough tough stretch there for the Dogs.
It is, and, you know, that's how they fare in those three games. And, you know, I don't think, obviously, if you go 2-1 in those games, you're setting yourself up for a special season. But, you know, to have a good season, they have to get one of those three games. And, you know, I know nobody's expecting them to sweep that group, but they really need to get one out of that three-game stretch to keep the momentum going, to keep everybody engaged early in the season, because the schedule does lighten up later in the year. But, you know, they will be tested because overall it's still a young football team. I believe they only have 11 or 12 seniors on the roster this year. It's a big junior class, and a lot of those juniors are JUCO transfers they brought in January. So that three-game stretch that you mentioned, I think that will dictate a lot of the expectations for this team moving forward.
We noted, of course, that Todd Grantham in his first year as D coordinator at Mississippi State. I'm interested in Brett Elliott. He's a new guy in his first year, but he's really, I guess, Paul, not a new guy, and he's not new to Nick Fitzgerald, right?
That's correct. He was here as a graduate assistant when Nick came in his freshman year, so he's worked with Nick before. That's nothing new, and he's obviously familiar with the program. More important than that, he's familiar with Dan Mullen's, I guess, your checklist, what he wants out of his quarterbacks. He knows Dan well, and that can be a tough transition if you don't know that, because obviously Dan has a good reputation for you know, building quarterbacks, developing quarterbacks, and he's done a great job at Mississippi State in that area. Brett knows that. He knows what Mullen expects out of them, and it's just kind of an extension of Dan, if you will, and I thought that was a good fit bringing him in. He's a young guy, very energetic. And he knows his guys well, and, you know, I think it's been a good fit so far.
Another interesting game after that three-game stretch, Paul. You have an off week, and then BYU comes into Starkville. The Dogs made the trip last year. Now you got BYU coming into Starkville this year on October the 14th.
Yeah, and that was one of the tough losses they had last year in double overtime. And, you know, I really thought that was the game, though, where the team really started to rally behind Fitzgerald and where he became, if you will, one of the guys. And, you know, he earned their respect with the way he played in that game. And he had some tough runs that really gained that momentum to secure his, you know, he had already earned the starting job by that point. But I think that's where he started to kick it into second gear and really set him up even though they lost that game, it really set him up for a successful November that we saw. So definitely, probably if you look at their non-conference schedule, as you mentioned, going to Louisiana Tech is always kind of tricky. But, I would think when you look at the preseason rankings and the power rankings, that BYU will be their toughest non-conference game. And, coming off that three-game stretch, as you mentioned, with the open date, that's the game that they've got to have.
Paul Jones, Bulldogs 24/7 Sports, joins us here. All the information you've got about Mississippi State, we've got some Mississippi State fans in the Central Alabama area. How do they get involved with what you do to keep in touch and keep up to date with what's happening with the Bulldogs?
Well, we're at www.mississippistate.247sports.com, and it's a busy time right now. Obviously, with training camp, recruiting is still in the spotlight. The season's almost here for the high school prospects, but they've got some guys that are nearing a decision. So they've been on a hot streak since July on recruiting. So it's that time of year where everything's kind of colliding at once, but it's one of my favorite times of the year as well.
Well, you better believe it. It's a great time of year, and we love following what's going on over in Starkville. Paul, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to touching base with you again.
Thank you, guys.
Great stuff on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Ain't nothing like them, no.